It's not. I don't think it was a slap bet. I think it was real.
Slap bet. Oh, slap bet. Was Jade a slap bet commissioner?
Oh, probably. Like if that if that had been the case, she definitely would have been the commissioner.
Raya, is that what? That's what it's called, right? The dating app.
Oh yeah. Or, yeah.
Have y'all heard of that?
No.
There's one that's like it's invite only.
It is a celebrity dating app. It is literally by referral, by invitation only. It is how millionaires, social media influencers, famous people date each other and are on a secure dating app because, like, if they just went on Bumble, then obviously, like, it's like, okay, cool, you know. But, like, if you're on a dating app, it's, I don't know, almost, it's interesting, possibly classist, but not really. I don't know. It's just, it's very interesting to me. But it's like, yeah, so you have these people that are kind of on a different level. I don't know. But y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, for sure.
Because when you have fame or money, everyone wants to match with you, and it's not really real.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's like
if
everybody is at the same, about the same, like, fame level or money level or whatever. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Oh, yeah.
I wish I knew someone famous enough to be on that, because, like, what the heck are their profiles like? It's not like you need to tell people what you do for a living.
Hi, my name is Elon Musk. I have a business. So, I'm in business.
Rihanna, let's see what you're like.
So, like, Chris Rock, I saw Chris Rock's profile, and that's a way to get kicked off, is if you, like, are, like, posting to get clout, like, you know, people you've matched with or people that are interested on you. I saw on TikTok, someone said, my mom's on Raya, and she just matched with Chris Rock, so I did see his profile. He does have actor and writer and producer on his thing. He's got a nice profile picture, and I liked his profile. It was a nice profile.
Good for him.
Yeah.
After the events that have occurred.
Poor Chris.
Good grief. Poor guy.
I think they're both terrible, but that's just me.
No, agree.
They were both wrong, but...
Yeah. I think one was
only
much...
one should go to jail for it by, you know, I think, or whatever.
One literally assaulted the other for doing their job. That is the problem that I have, but I think that...
Agreed.
Like, yeah, it was a garbage joke. It was not... I didn't think it was particularly funny. However... Yeah. I'm sorry, I gotta make a small point. I'm stepping, for those of you who haven't caught on, I'm just gonna touch on it ever so slightly.
We haven't
just
even,
like, yeah.
little we haven't even verbalized what we're talking about, but we know what
yes,
we're talking about.
Yes, the teeny
about.
Little right. touch of the Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. Yeah. It's just like, that sets a weird precedent, the fact that the Academy just let him stay there. It's like, that's going to embolden random people on the street to start going slapping comedians, potentially. You let a guy get away with, like, physical assault. Like,
yeah,
that is actual battery. But so California law, that is legitimately battery, what he did. And I'm just like, you're just gonna roll with that? How are we supposed to know that she has alopecia and it's not just a fashion choice?
Well, what I will say is she's, like, I think part of the insult to that was, like, it's been since 2018. She's very publicly documented her journey with it. And,
but
like,
still.
Specifically there being, like, a hair connotation with black people within their community as well. I think it's been, like, a, you know, I think it's a very different experience for somebody.
Which I can understand, and that's, well, actually, I can't understand it. Like, let me step back and say, like, I, as a white person, I can never fully understand that, obviously. However, just the idea that you would physically attack someone over words, that's the thing that I keep going back to, regardless of the joke or, like, if it was shitty or not. Like, you physically attacked another human being because of some words.
Right.
Think of how much more intensely powerful it would have been if Will Smith would have just stood up, taken Jada, and left.
I agree that slapping was absolutely, like, unacceptable.
Everyone would have been staring at Chris Rock like, wow, I can't, but, like, you know, it would have instantly turned the crowd, probably, but instead, like, you laid hands on another person.
Wait and then, like, say something in your speech about it.
Right, exactly. There are so many other options outside of physically assaulting another human being because you didn't like something that they said.
The thing with that, that's a little kind of twofold a bummer with him, is, like, he specifically tries to talk about, like, not being violent and like processing your anger in a healthy way. And then Mackenzie sent me something, or didn't send it to me, was telling me about it, and I'll have to have him send it to me. But there's like a compilation that's almost 3 minutes long of him slapping people, like throughout his career. So that's interesting too. Yeah. Like
a slap specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. It's almost like maybe he's rationalizing it as not an assault because it's a slap. I don't know. That's but like there's this whole. It's just wild that he thought it was he was going to get away with it. I don't know. It's all the whole thing is so weird.
Dude, the amount of people on, and I get it, Twitter is a cesspool, like, it's wild, but I thought I was taking crazy pills when I was on there, because, like, the amount of people that were, like, defending him and saying, no, he definitely should have, like, or the people that were, like, advocating for more violence against him, like, oh, he should have done more, like, I'm like, dude, what? You automatically lost when you laid hands on another person. I'm sorry, it just is what it is.
I will say, to be honest, I'm really not convinced that it's real. I mean, it's Hollywood. The very limited amount of experience that I've been exposed to in Hollywood, everything is fake. Like, everything is fake. Again, I have a very small experience with Hollywood, but it's all fake. So I'm not, it could be real. I think it's more fun to talk about if it were real. Like, I love analyzing it as if it were. But I'm not fully convinced it wasn't staged.
What about that? Well, see, at first I was kind of on the same thought process. However, what made me go, I think this might actually be a legitimate thing, was like the Academy does not, they're like, you are not swearing on this. Like, this is not a thing. Like, but he, like the full uncut, uncensored thing, like he swore back at, like, he, you know, let loose, and his rage was like, I'm sorry, he's a good actor, but he's not that good of an actor. Like,
his eyes were like red,
they were and they were glazed,
like,
over.
They were bloodshot, and he was like, you know,
and normally when people are acting mad, they engage their eyebrows more, like they frown, they like they intentionally, like, but no, he was just, his face was just dead solid.
Yeah, he was quaking.
It's not, I don't think it was a slap bet. I think it was real.
Slap bet. Oh, slap bet. Was Jada slap bet commissioner?
Oh, probably. Like, if that had been the case, she definitely would have been the commissioner. But I don't know. There's just something about the rage in his like face. And again, not like acted rage. That was like real rage, because it was muted on his face.
Yeah.
And that's what made me go, and the behind the scenes.
This is as gossipy as it gets. As gossipy as it gets. But there are people, because Jada's had multiple affairs, and there are people that think Chris is one of them.
Yes. I've heard that theory.
Yeah. Again, it's part of the rage.
It's more fun to talk about, like, you know, from a point of it was real. I think it is way more gossipy. Yeah. It's way more fun. I have heard that theory because someone pointed out the other day that, like, when they played back the video, I've seen the video a million times, but Chris, as soon as he was slapped, Chris laughed and he said, I could, and then he says, oh wow.
Like, oh no.
I had never noticed that he said, oh, I could, and then he stopped himself. And
yeah.
I mean, that is entirely possible. Because
he could go into, or he could, even if he isn't, even if that didn't happen, Chris could easily be talking about, oh, I could easily talk about your open relationship. Like, who are you to defend your wife's honor when, like, y'all are in an open relationship?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm not going to get into other people's business. If they want to have an open relationship, that is their business. However, they have made it other people's business now. They have, like, they've been talking about it so much. And it's, like, I guess in a way probably to, I guess, destigmatize it. But the problem is, you're not destigmatizing it. Will Smith was in tears.
Are they supposedly in an emotional, they're supposedly in an open relationship?
I thought I read that, but I am honestly not sure. Hold on. You know what? Google is free and it is at your fingertips at all times. So sorry, Carl.
We can just cut this in as a short.
Yeah, no.
Insert video. There was an interview between the two of them where they talked about their relationship, the time that they were separated, and Jada started talking about what she did with during that time.
Okay, so it Yeah, so last year, it looks like, well, again, this is according to BuzzFeed News, so take that with a grain of salt.
A reputable source.
Yeah. Will Smith confirmed he and Jada Pinkett Smith have an open relationship and admitted she's, quote-unquote, never believed in a conventional marriage a year on from that entanglement drama.
That is a long newspaper title.
That is a long title indeed. What was the thing? Okay, so wait. I'm confused. Was it cheating because they didn't have an open relationship before that?
That's what I...
Or did she maybe break the rules of, you know, like people have, you can or can't do this in an open relationship? Maybe she broke the rules.
Interesting.
It's funny, not that, like, can you imagine, like, such a personal thing?
Yeah, being out
news,
there.
Being a literal news title.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. Will Smith says that he and Jada Pinkett Smith agreed, quote unquote, it was a fantasy illusion that we could make each other happy. That's People Magazine's super clickbaity headline.
Yeah,
but that's just so, I don't know. He just seems so beaten down. I don't know what's going on in his life, and I kind of feel for him in that regard, but my sympathy basically stopped dead in its tracks when, again, he laid hands on another person over words. I just, and it's not like that was not like a split second reaction. That was a long walk up that stage.
Yeah.
Right. He could have turned around at any moment.
He did laugh at first too.
He did. And then Jada was not laughing. And then he went up and slapped him. Jim Carrey, posted or gave a response and have y'all seen it? His words were very moving. He basically said it, the people in that room have worked very, very hard to get there. It is a pinnacle of acting achievement. And Will Smith stole everybody's moment, selfishly.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And there were so many great moments during the Oscars, and all everyone is talking about is still the slap, which I know we're a little late to the party on this conversation. We weren't exactly planning on talking about it, but here we are. But yeah, no, it's interesting. So
there were lots of interesting moments at the Oscars. I love the Oscars. It's my Super Bowl. There were lots of interesting moments, and I'm not mad at anyone as far as, like, certain things. Some material was written, and I'm not offended or mad at anyone for it, but it is interesting to me. Like, the whole COVID testing bit, did y'all see that?
Mm-mm.
I forgot.
I didn't get to see any of it.
And it was cute. The bit was really cute at first. Basically, someone went on stage and said, so these people, your test results got lost, so you need to come back and backstage with me and get tested for COVID real quick. Bradley Cooper, you know, Timothée Chalamet, like, every gorgeous guy in Hollywood. And it was cute at first. It's like, yeah, like, all the cute guys, just, you know, come back with me. But then she kept going, and she was like, okay, so it's a routine COVID test, so you're gonna strip all your clothes off, I'm gonna stick my tongue down your throat. And I was like... what if these were women?
Yeah, that's not okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was... I was like, this is very inappropriate.
Right. And the double standard in that is just beyond me. I can't, No, if she had just stopped, like, jokingly around, like, no. But that, the moment you start going, no. Nope.
And again, this actor, I have no idea if they came, who came up with the joke. I'm really not, like, mad or at anyone specifically. I just thought, in general, it was a very interesting moment. But yet, you know, of course, the slap is all anyone's talking about.
Also, it does sound like Jada did step out on him before they decided to open up their relationship.
It's like she cheated on him, and then it's like, oh, we're
because Will Smith literally said, you know, it's really funny, we never actually, like, officially separated. That just sounds like you're stepping out on your marriage. I'm sorry. If you guys did not officially separate, and then you went and had a relationship with somebody else, that's not how this works. That was from People Magazine, so I don't know. I just...
Yeah, the likelihood that she actually waited till they were separated is pretty slim.
No.
I think, in that scenario. I don't know. Celebrities are just a bunch of well-groomed little show ponies.
Yeah.
Very few of them, I feel like, have real thoughts and feelings, you know?
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. Gotta love that guy.
Oh, that guy's
like, he's a mess, and he's a lot. I appreciate when somebody can... call an entire group of people out on their garbage. It's nice.
Yeah.
And then Adam,
I love him.
Adam Driver, the libertarian, was smiling in the audience.
Have you guys seen the Twitter threads on Lupita? On her reactions?
No.
Because she's right behind Will Smith. Uh-huh. And so her face is like, she looks like the like all those Kermit memes. Somebody commented like, this is the human embodiment of minding my own business. Like, her faces are just so good, and people were making all these little captions for them. It was pretty funny. She really does look like she is trying not to react. She is minding her business.
Oh. I am not here. I am somewhere else, far away.
My favorite was like people, and I don't know if, who knows if it's real or not, but people like posting like, these were celebrities' actions the moment that Chris Rock got slapped, and it has like Zendaya on her phone, and I mean, who knows if that was actually, you know, the same moment as whatever, but
right.
just the different like reactions, quote unquote, that some celebrities had were really funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do want to say real quick, there's only like, we're just kind of talking about this for fun. Like,
yeah,
I don't feel I can genuinely truly weigh in, because I know there's an entire racial element about it that I have absolutely zero like ability to discuss that, because the reaction of someone being violent when they're white is usually very different when they're black. So I acknowledge that too. We're just talking for fun. Just wanted to put that disclaimer out there.
Oh, definitely.
No real authority, just flapping.
Oh, for sure.
That should be actually the title of our entire podcast, really. No real authority, just flapping.
Just flapping. 1-800, are you flapping?
But yeah. So that was just our, this was a tangent that we went off on a completely different episode that you'll have to see at a later time, or maybe it's already out. Who knows? Wouldn't you like to know? I guess you'll be able to figure it out by our outfits and background, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Costume change.
Yeah, costume change. What? I'm not even here anymore. But thank you all so much for listening, and be sure and come back tomorrow, because we will be here with more interesting content. And we hope you are as well.
If we're lucky.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, and before I say bye, thanks to Nadine for being here.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
It's a great time.